Operation Lone Star deploys drone technology to secure the border. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 518,300 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 46,000 criminal arrests, with more than 40,000 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 521 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 85% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022. Over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022. Over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022. Over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022. Over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023. Over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden-Harris administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Watch, Governor Abbott. Texas will increase our border presence to curb illegal crossings. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott joined Ali Bradley on News Nation to discuss Texas's comprehensive border security efforts across the Texas-Mexico border. During the interview, the governor vowed to continue the state's historic border security efforts to secure the border and protect Texans and Americans. "If there are illegal immigrants coming our way, we want them to know something," said Governor Abbott. "You're not allowed to cross illegally in the state of Texas. Let's assume Texas does succeed in reducing illegal immigration 100% into our state, which is our goal. Our goal is to increase our presence on the border, increase our tools, increase the barriers on the border until we reduce illegal crossings." Governor Abbott, DPS captures dangerous fugitive on Texas's 10 most wanted criminal illegal immigrants list. On X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott spotlighted on Wednesday that DPS captured another dangerous illegal immigrant who was added to Texas's 10 most wanted criminal illegal immigrants list last week. The governor noted that this criminal was allowed into the country because of Vice President Harris's open border agenda. "Texas will continue to arrest these dangerous criminals and put them behind bars." Governor Abbott, Texas National Guard engineers reinforces razor wire in Eagle Pass. Over the weekend, Governor Abbott shared photos of Texas National Guard engineers reinforcing and increasing razor wire border barriers in Eagle Pass. "Texas uses every tool and strategy to secure the border and respond to this Biden-Harris border crisis." Watch, DPS arrests illegal immigrant wanted for kidnapping. A DPS brush team arrested two illegal immigrants from Nicaragua for criminal trespass in Maverick County this week. One of the illegal immigrants, Jose Ramon Barberena, had an active warrant from the Bexar County Sheriff's Office for kidnapping. Watch, DPS arrests smuggler during commercial vehicle safety inspection. A DPS trooper stopped a truck tractor for a commercial vehicle safety inspection on I-35 in LaSalle County earlier this week. During the safety inspection, the DPS trooper discovered that the driver, from Fort Worth, was smuggling six illegal immigrants from Mexico in the sleeper area. The driver was arrested and charged with six counts of smuggling of persons. All six illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard assists law enforcement partners to stop human trafficker. Texas National Guard soldiers working on Operation Lone Star assisted DPS boat teams in locating and arresting a human smuggler earlier this week. Soldiers used advanced optical equipment to identify seven individuals attempting to illegally cross into Texas. DPS boat teams were deployed and were able to turn the seven individuals back to Mexico. Soldiers then used advanced equipment to spot an individual cutting Texas's razor wire. Texas National Guard soldiers alerted Operation Lone Star partners who later arrested him. Operation Lone Star personnel apprehend, arrest 19 illegal immigrants. Texas National Guard soldiers and law enforcement partners teamed up earlier this week to detain and arrest 19 illegal immigrants near the Texas-Mexico border. This week, soldiers at Task Force West assisted law enforcement partners by providing technology and assets, including canines, boats, drones, and helicopters. With the assistance of Texas National Guard soldiers, law enforcement officers apprehended 12 individuals who illegally crossed into the state. In Terrell County, soldiers responded to a law enforcement call for assistance with a group of illegal immigrants attempting to cross Highway 90. Soldiers used drones equipped with infrared technology to identify seven individuals who illegally crossed into the county. Law enforcement officers were able to locate and arrest the seven illegal immigrants. Texas National Guard deploys use drone technology to stop illegal crossings. Texas National Guard drone teams work around the clock to assist Operation Lone Star partners with thermal imaging and GPS capabilities to secure the border. Staff Sergeant Daniel Moya Rivera, stationed in El Paso, highlights the critical functions that the drones play in locating and apprehending illegal immigrants. Well, at night there are thermal night vision features, modes to the drone, that can help us identify if it sees anything moving, said SSGT. Moya Rivera, if we were to see people cutting the concertina wire out here, we would grab a radio and we would notify the ground forces. We provide latitude and longitude coordinates so they can pinpoint the exact location as well.